We're going to turn now to the campaign headquarters of John Edwards, where he's taken the stage and he's talking to his supporters there.
And here in New Hampshire, 10 days ago, we were 20 points behind General Clark, and look at what we've done. This momentum is extraordinary.
Senator Edwards appears to have come in either fourth behind General Clark or perhaps contesting third place with him.
And now,
but what
and
he's
now
talking
we're
going
to take this energy and momentum that we saw in Iowa, this extraordinary energy and momentum that we have seen in New Hampshire, and we're going to take it right through February 3rd. And we're going to see great victories on February 3rd.
That's NPR's Linda Wertheimer, who is at Edwards' headquarters. Linda, you were saying?
He has been talking about the progress they made. Before you joined us, he was pointing out that they went from 5 points to 32 points in Iowa, that they've made tremendous progress in the last few weeks. And now, of course, they go to a place where they are going to, in the words of the Edwards campaign, find a friendlier climate. They are going south.
But we're going to take not only this momentum and this energy, but we're going to take this message, this positive, uplifting vision of hope that has captivated Iowa, has captivated New Hampshire, and will captivate the rest of the country. We have so much work to do. We still live in a country where there are two different Americas. One for all those families who never have to worry about a thing, and then one for everybody else. It doesn't have to be that way. You and I can build an America, one America, where we don't have two health care systems, one for families that can afford the best health care money can buy in a country that has it, and one for everybody else, rationed out by insurance companies, drug companies, millions of Americans who have no health care coverage at all. We shouldn't have two public school systems in America, one for the most affluent communities, one for everybody else. We shouldn't have two tax systems, one for the special interests, the big corporations, many of whom pay no taxes at all, and one for all those families who just work hard every year and pay their taxes and carry the tax burden in America. We shouldn't have two economies in America. One for all those families who struggle every single day to get by, to pay their bills. It takes every dime they make just to pay their bills. They can't save anything because, in fact, they're going into debt. We can do something for those families and the other families who never have to worry about a thing. We should not have two different economies in America. One other thing, an issue you don't hear much about around
this
America
is Senator
today,
John Edwards of North Carolina.
Which is 35 million Americans who live in poverty every single day.
Who's addressing his
why
supporters, Michelle.
We've also heard from Senator John Kerry, the winner of tonight's election. Howard Dean, the second-place finisher, is expected to speak at his rally soon.